Kathy Figgin, and I'm recording a revival service in San Mateo, Florida, at the Church of God. The Reverend Richard Sapp is the pastor.
To have you, special glad to have our guest here tonight, visiting with us. She's going to take the service tonight. She's from Indiana, I believe the wife told me. Would you like to stand and introduce yourself and praise maybe testify? We're just happy to have you tonight.
Thank you. I'm Kathy Figgin, and I live in Indiana right now, and I'm working down here in Florida with the Florida Folklife Office, which is over in White Springs. And for the annual folk festival that they have in May, we're highlighting the St. John's River area. So there's two of us that are down here living in San Mateo, and we're documenting some of the local traditions and recording a lot of church and gospel music, and looking always for people that are practicing local crafts, fishermen, and such things that represent the area and that can be shown to the public in what we call the folklife area of the festival. And it's Memorial Day weekend in White Springs. Thank you.
We're just happy to have you, welcome you here at any time. We'll be glad to have you. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, bring your Bibles. And I want to turn and read the same scripture I read here maybe a few weeks back in Psalms 134 and beginning reading it verse 1 through 3. There's not but three verses in that chapter. Psalms 134, begin reading at verse 1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. You know, I like that more. I think about it more. I read it. The more it just blesses me. It's behold means to take notice. Look here, something is passing. He said, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Every one of us, the servants of the Lord, we need the blessing, don't we? How can we bless Him? By praising Him and glorifying Him. All right? Which by night stand in the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. This is God's place that we worship Him. So lift up your hands in the sanctuary. A lot of people criticize that, but it says it. It said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord that made heaven and earth should bless thee out of Zion. You know, that's what he said. If we'll do this in this house tonight, then in return, he's going to bless us from heaven out of Zion. That's right, Brother Caldwell. He will send his blessings from heaven. But if we sit here and don't lift up our hands, we don't praise him, we don't bless him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we don't bless his name and bless him, he's not going to bless us. Let us stand in prayer. Let us stand and pray at this time.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee again this night, thanking You and praising Thee for this opportunity that we can come together to worship Thee. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll move in the revival, that You'll bless the evangelist, Lord. We pray that You'll bless the Sunday service and bless each and every one. Dear Heavenly Father, this compass away tonight, and we'll glorify You and praise You for all that You do. Oh Lord, we commit this service into Your hands for Your leadership and Your guidance. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Would not thou have made the heavens and the earth and six wonderful things, God, to fulfill our answers, God, to speak with Thee, O God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask our choir director to come right on, and all the people, we don't have a whole lot tonight. We need you in the choir. Come help us sing tonight, would you? Everyone that will.
Poor fellow.
One more. Jesus. 182.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Feel something like that.
Request tonight for Sue, Ron's wife, Ron Moore's wife, that he's asked today, please remember her in service tonight in prayer. She's been very, very sick, and we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We also had Stanley's wife to come by and want us to remember him in prayer. Stanley Kirby, some of you might not know who I'm talking about, Brother and Sister Moore do, and Sister Barbara and a few others. But let's remember him in prayer as well. We have other requests that's been turned in. Let's still remember Sister Lott and her husband. She's bringing him home tomorrow from the Gainesville Hospital. So let's remember them. Do anybody have a spoken request?
My uncle has cancer. He's had a few days to live. He's lost and undone without God in this world. Yes. I want God to save him. Write his name down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
The Lord. All right.
Sister Magic said she wanted us to remember her in prayer. She fell and broke her ankle, or hurt her ankle, and she said she hurt from
Still remember Sister Caldwell?
Yeah, remember our family up home.
Yes. All right, Brother Caldwell. All right, do we have others?
There's a guy at work today come in late and said his father had a heart attack this morning. And they want us to live in here tonight. I invited him to come to church. He said he'd try to make it.
Yes.
Hospital.
I like to remember my sister's boy tonight. I don't know how I run up on him in Interlaken today. I was over there working, and he was over there working too, and I invited him to the revival. He said, I know I need to go to church. He said, I know I need to be saved. I said, yes, you do. And I pray for him tonight. He requested prayer also. Someone else?
Well, Mother called a lot of people today, and some of them said they were going to be here, and I don't see them. So let's remember those that she talked to, and at least they know that we're in revival.
Yes. We was hoping to have more of our other church participate in the revival, but I don't see a whole lot of them. But let's pray that good things happen. Maybe they'll be here tomorrow night. Working hard. Was hoping to see the district overseer here as well. So let's pray anyhow for theirs. And because they don't come, let's don't be that way towards them. When they have a revival, let's go and participate in it. Amen?
Amen.
This is what we need to do, is to fellowship. All right, someone else tonight.
Let's remember Sister Joy says she can get her job lined up that she can be in church for English.
Yes, amen. I believe she told me Saturday, last Saturday, me and Brother Fauci, she's February the 1st, she's going to be in church with us. Amen. She's going to work it out. She's just got to be.
I got two bachelor brothers on the road to hell.
Yes. Okay, let's remember them. So I believe somebody told me Myra was sick too. Let's remember Myra.
She's better.
She is better.
She's
praise the Lord.
She's back to work.
She's back to work. All right, let's still remember her. You don't know what it is to live alone, try to raise a child until you get there yourself. I don't know nothing about it because I haven't never been there, but I can imagine it's a hard task, you know, working and raising children. So she needs our prayers. All right? I want us to remember the lost. Got to save someone tonight. Is there anybody here lost? I want us to remember the ones that's backslid.
Oh, yes.
Got to bring them back. Amen? I want us to remember our church. Remember me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I tell you what, we had a great prayer conference. And I believe I'm motivated. Amen. I believe the Lord has drawn me nearer. Amen. I believe you can tell a difference after a little while. Because prayer is the answer. All right, let us stand. All unspoken and about lifting your hands. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee at this time and to behalf of the needs of Thy people. Lord, we ask Thee, Father, that You look down upon these requests that have been made, God, and the unspoken requests of Thy people. We will glorify You, we praise You for all that You do. Lord, we pray that You will touch the infirmities of the weak, Lord, that You will give us strength, O Lord. Father, we praise You for all that You do, God. We praise You for this revival of the apostles, greatest Lord. We pray that You'll anoint Brother Fouts tonight with the Word of God. Lord, that You'll anoint every special song tonight, O Lord. We pray that not a one will leave this building the same as they were yesterday. Lord, we glorify You for all the Lord. Lord, we ask for the touch, the best holy of nation, not the prisons and jails, the backslider. We want this thing to be seen tonight, O Lord. We pray that God of heaven, that You'll turn them around. Yes, Lord, Lord. We pray that You touch them, Lord. We pray that You touch the mothers of having abortions, God. We pray that You'll turn us the way, oh Lord, and we pray that You'll anoint them, oh Lord, with more compassion and love than ever before. Lord, we praise You for all that You do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We praise You, Lord.
Glory to His name. Christ the Lord
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yes. brother and sister Mo.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing Watching You. Praise the
pray for me.
Sing a song just in a minute tonight, and our brother and sister Phelps are going to be singing, and Rain's going to be preaching to us. I want to sing a song tonight to begin with. A lot of people, it's money. Amen. We want to receive an offering for our brother. Don't you think he deserves a good love offering? Well, as he preached last night, didn't he preach good? Amen, amen. He's done a fine job. I'm real happy over it. So we'd like to ask our ushers to come at this time. We're going to receive this offering, and you do just as good for him as you would if we got somebody away from the church. Because he's just as important as any other minister in the gospel today.
That's right.
And I think we ought to support him just as well. Don't you? Yeah. But this time we're going to ask Brother Woods if he would stand tonight and ask the blessing on this offering, if he would. All to stand and thus sing. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Yes.
I'm going to believe that tonight.
Yes.
You know, we read an ad that Allstate got out. They said, "You're in good hands with Allstate. For as insurance you might be, but for security, you're in the best hands you could ever be if you're born again, you're a saint of God." Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and rain in his hands. He's got the wind. Tonight, before I turn the service right over to Brother and Sister Faust, going to minister to us in song and also in the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Faust. Thank you. She said, I believe I'd give just about anything if we could be in revivals and church services almost every night. Amen. Been my desire for a long time too, but you be faithful in what the Lord has given you, and after a while He'll give you some of your desires.
Yeah.
Amen. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. If you remember last night, I told you I figured tonight would be kind of special. I still feel the same way about it. For a subject tonight, I'd like to use this thought. Bound, but delivered.
Glory! Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
I don't know if Brother Satt gave me a hint tonight, let me preach a little bit later than did last night. But well, tomorrow's Saturday. Most people don't have to work, so we'll see what happens. Kathy gave me a phone call about 10 last night. That's when I go to bed, around 10. So I figure everybody else does too. So I try not to hold, you know, past 9:30. That way to give them plenty of time to pray. Amen. That time of night, good for sleeping anyway. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Yes.
And be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
Oh, no.
Is there anybody here tonight that's free?
Amen.
A few there anyway. John, St. John, chapter 8, verse 31. St. John, chapter 8, verse 31. Said in Galatians, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Amen. Tonight I want to preach about being bound and being delivered.
Yes. Amen. Come on now.
In St. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Yes.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Bound but delivered. These Jews that He was speaking to were just a little bit on the wrong side.
Yes.
They said, we be Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to anyone. This is contrary to the truth. You hear me? This is contrary to the truth. They were, in fact, if you want to look in the book of Judges, you can find countless times that when God's people, Israel,
yes,
began to forsake their God, they began to go contrary to the law that was given unto Moses.
Yes, yes.
They began to go contrary to their own conscience.
Yes.
They began to go contrary to the prophets and the judges that were given unto them. The Bible says that God sold them out to their enemies. And they were under bondage to those enemies until such a time that they said, had enough
other enemies and the trouble that they had gotten into. And they begin to call and to cry out to God for deliverance. And God would come on the scene after a while, after they made up their minds that they really wanted free from sin and they wanted free from the effects of sin. And God would come and deliver them.
Yes.
Amen. Could I say tonight that the evidence of the bondage of sin are here in this building? Amen. If you were to go almost any church in this town, may I say the town of Palatka rather than San Mateo also, you would find the evidence of bondage of sin.
Yes.
And the reason I can say this is God's people have been set free. They are at liberty.
Yes.
But when you go into the church services, you find a very quiet spirit anymore. People seemingly want to sit there and something is holding them, seemingly with a power that cannot be seen. It's almost impossible to get people to raise their hands and praise the Lord, except in revival services. It's hard to get people out to the house of God, except in revival services, and it's hard then. Something is binding them. Something is holding them and does not want to be let loose. That binding influence is not of God, because His desire for His people is to be in the house of God. Sometimes sickness binds people so that they cannot go to the house of God. But sickness, again, is not of the Lord except in a way of punishment.
Come on, that's it.
Not every time you're sick, you're being punished either. Sometimes it's just plain carelessness from staying out in the rain and the cold too long or not taking care of yourself. But many instances, the children of Israel were in bondage. And the taskmakers, the one that were... come into the country and had taken them over. They would wait until harvest time come. They wouldn't bother them during those times of the year when planting come. They wouldn't bother them when the rains come and begin to water the seed. And the sun come out and bless the seed and begin to sprout up in the little growth. They never bothered them then. But when the time come for harvest and everything looked like it was time to come in, they would send raiding parties in there and gather up the best that they had. And very seldom leave even the good, the bad parts, but they take them also. And many times in our Christian experience, it seems like that we work and we labor and we've done everything. And it seems like in the last minute, something other just takes every penny we had. And we haven't got anything anymore. What's the problem here in existence? It's the same problem they had back then. We've sold ourselves out to the devil. Well, this just don't go over too good, does it? Amen. Perhaps it will a little bit later on. Praise the Lord. And it seems sometimes like every penny we've got is just gone before it gets into our pocket. Our bank accounts are decimated. It's just almost as soon as we can build them up. Our businesses seem like they go awry just about the time we think we're going over top. Hallelujah. And it seems like that there's no way of getting ahead when we thought we're just there. You ever find those problems? Have you ever gotten to that point before? Well, you see, in order to face that problem, you've also got to be this. You've got to be out of the will of God. Amen. There are several things that will put you out of the will of God and put you in this circumstances. One of the main things that will do this is robbing God.
Yes. Come on.
How do you rob God?
Come on.
Malachi says you rob me in tithes and offerings.
Yes.
Come on. If a man will rob God, then God will not trust him and will not bless him.
Amen.
He will sell him out to slavery, to the devil, and to sin.
Amen.
Amen.
It is no wild occurrence, or it is not a freak of nature, that we've got a lot of earthquakes in the United States. It's nothing strange that we've had drought in the summer and unseasonable cold in the winter. It is God be trying to shake our minds and let us see the condition that our country's in.
Yes.
Yes.
It is God trying to shake us individually and let us see the condition that we are in.
Yes.
And when he sends adversity and problem on every hand, it's simply his way of trying to wake us up out of our sleep and let us see the condition we're in. Amen.
Yes.
I mentioned a few things there before. Sometimes it seems like some of the more of these things. Sickness is one of the great things he uses. Sometimes our family gets sick and we have to spend out all kinds of money to get them well again. I mentioned about our financial situation, and sometimes it just takes in like everything we've got to get ahead, and then we can't do it. We have problems on every hand, and our nerves sometimes get so bad that it don't look like we're going to be able to stand tomorrow if it comes. I know exactly where I'm headed at. But I pray that you pray for me tonight. Amen. This is not popular. But you know what? I heard about a man who said, the preacher asked him, said, why aren't you down there praying with him? He said, if a man robbed God, I tell you what, I don't want him around my pockets. He might pick mine.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Let me get off of that door. We're talking about bondage tonight and being set free from it. If these things will bind us, then how are we bound? We are bound when we're drawn away of our own lusts.
Yes, come on.
We are bound when we are pulled aside after things that are not of God.
Come on.
As long as we're serving God and doing what God wants us to, we have problems along the way, but God delivers us out of them.
Yes.